Good morning, everyone, again, for most of you. It's good to see you all. I have just a few quick words I would like to think about St. Paraskevi, and also specifically how it might relate to us in our context today as well. As I'm sure all of you know, and this is why you're here celebrating St. Paraskevi, she was born in Rome in 140, and she was born on a Friday, like today, and that's why she was named Paraskevi. Specifically in Rome at this time, in the 140s, the Christianity was a little bit different from ours today. Like it was very heavily influenced by Judaism, still at this time. The emphasis on the Old Testament was very strong, and it's very interesting that a Christian at this time, born on a Friday, would be named Paraskevi, which was a preparation for the Sabbath. That's what the word meant. And so in preparation for the Sabbath was her name. She was born to Christian, devout Christian parents, and she was raised from her youth, studying the scriptures and having an active faith with the church. As she got older, her parents tried to set her up with many marriages, but she didn't want to get married, and so she ran most of the pursuers off. And when she got older, her parents passed away and left her a large inheritance. And she sold everything that she had, and she gave it to the poor, and created a group of widows and consecrated virgins, I suppose is the term they use. And she was the head of this group of widows and virgins. But she took the gospel, as she was told, and she spread it throughout all of her area, and then she would continue to different villages and areas. And because she would go into a new area, the leader of this new area had equated a famine and pestilence that had happened at that time to this new Christian who came in and started preaching the gospel. And so as a result, he has her tortured. And one of the stories, if you see some of the icons, you'll see St. Paraskevi holding a bowl. Usually it's got eyes in this bowl. It's of some type of liquid. There's an icon back here, I'm being told. Yes, there's an icon of St. Paraskevi in the back here. And I can't see, my eyes are bad. There might be eyes in the bowl. Okay, so there it is. So the story is that she was placed into a pit of burning tar, and she did not feel any pain. She didn't feel it. And the emperor said, it must be by witchcraft that you're doing this, that the tar must not be hot. And so she splashes the tar, and it hits him in the face, and it blinds him. And the emperor cries out and says, pray to the Lord that he would heal me. And so she does. She prays and restores the man's sight. And so that's why there's often the eyes in the bowl, reminding us of this specific event. But also she becomes the protector, usually, or patroness of eyesight. People with different eye maladies will pray to her. And so after this, the emperor eventually died after many years, and there was a new emperor who forgot, and she was tortured again, and this time beheaded, and in the early 200s, I believe. So I'd like to think about this a little bit more. Last night, I went out to a friend's house. He's an evangelical pastor, and we were just talking about orthodoxy. And one of the things that he had said, he was born and raised in the Denver area, and he was talking about how, you know, he went to a Bible college, and then he went into a seminary, and he had never heard of orthodoxy until he went door to door to all the different congregations. He wanted to work with them, and it wasn't until then that he had even heard of orthodoxy. I grew up in Chicago. I was not raised Orthodox either, and I didn't really know what orthodoxy was either until I went to a Bible college when we were exploring the different denominations, as they would say, of Christianity. And it was only then that I even had heard of orthodoxy. And so I'd like to parallel St. Paraskevi with actually yesterday's gospel reading. Yesterday's gospel reading talked about how we are the light of the world. You don't put a light under a bushel. And unfortunately, many times it seems that in orthodoxy, in America specifically, that we have this great light and we have placed it under a bushel. And many Americans don't even have the opportunity to hear about orthodoxy, since we're such a small percentage of the American nation. And so I would like, in honor of St. Paraskevi, who took the faith and went out, and she became very well known as somebody who shared her faith, who didn't keep the light under a bushel, but shared it with the whole world, the entire, and became this great saint for all Christians. I'd like in this way to think, maybe throughout today, maybe throughout the next few days, think of maybe a few people in our own lives. We don't all have to be great evangelists, but there are people who we are connected with, maybe even people who are in the Orthodox Church, and they might be marginalized, or maybe they're further away from the church, or people who've never heard of it, but we're friends or family of. And I would like to think of different ways, maybe throughout this week, how we can share this great light of the Orthodox Church with these people. They have the opportunity to at least say no, but if they don't even hear, they don't even have the opportunity to say yes. And so with that in mind, I'd like to say, let us honor both today and throughout the coming days, St. Paraskevi, by taking this great light and sharing it with the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.